Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host, brought to you by Rebel Base Media. I'm Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder of Rebel Base Media, and I'm going to tell you today what we have released for the Captivate hosting and analytics platform. But before I do that, I just hope that you are staying well, you're staying safe, and more importantly, you are staying home, okay? Please, please, please look out for each other. Look after yourself, look after your family, your friends, but be sensible with that. Please, please, please stay home. Now look, podcasting continues to do its thing. It continues to grow throughout these tumultuous times. Of course, people are looking to share their voice more and more and more. And as ever, I'm very excited to not only be able to release something fresh to you today, but obviously to keep doing this every single week and have the very fortunate position of being able to create things for you, the ever-present podcaster. So thank you to everyone that has been so supportive of other podcasters in the space throughout these crazy times in the world. And just a big thank you to you for also supporting Rebel Base Media and, of course, the Captivate.fm platform. Now, if you're not already using Captivate, please go ahead and check it out. You can get a 7-day free trial at Captivate.fm. And just like this, we release brand new things every single week. Some of them are huge, like analytics in your time zone, like our playlist players that we released, like very many of the other things that we're going to be putting out over the next weeks and months. And some of them aren't as huge as the others, okay? This is actually the update for today. It's not quite as big as the normal ones because, well, you know, we've still got to do the normal day-to-day work on Captivate. We've still got to make sure that we are producing a very stable platform, but in particular, a platform that helps us to help you. So we've only made two changes this week. One of them is for the listener and for you really as a podcaster. The other one, a little bit selfishly, my bad, it's for the support team. It's for Sam and Allegra and Judy and the rest of the team that work on support every single day. So I'll cover that one first. First of all, what we've done this week is we actually spent a little bit of time building a brand new Captivate widget for Intercom. So Intercom is our customer experience portal that we use. It runs our help articles. It runs our little chat system over on Captivate. It helps you to self-serve with the answer bots. And it just helps us to run the business and to interact with you. It gives us some information about like your device, for example, with the cookies that it puts on there. So it'll tell things like, you know, what browser you're using and what operating system so that we can diagnose things with you if you find that you're having a challenge with Captivate. So we spent a bit of time this week just building a widget up for that one. So essentially what we've done is we've built our own Captivate admin widget for Intercom. And what that does is it basically tells us when we're in support and we're in the chat with you, it means that we can see if you've got multiple shows, and even if you've not, if you've just got one show, it helps us to see which show you are working on. And it'll also tell us where you imported from and what your old RSS feed is, and a few other really interesting bits that just make it easier. So rather than you popping a support request in, they're saying, okay, you know, which show are you working on? Which one are you concentrating on? Which is the one that you've got the question about? We can say, right, okay, it's the podcast accelerator. I can see this is the show that you're working on, so I'm going to be able to diagnose that a lot quicker. And it helps us to get a first-time resolution to you. So it's one of those things that it's a little bit for us, like Sam loves it. Sam put a big green heart in our Slack group earlier because she absolutely loves it. But it means that we can help you a lot quicker. Support is something that we major on. Customer experience, podcaster experience is something that we do very, very well. And we're very, very proud of how we do that. And we will always continue to do that. And this just helps us to help you a little bit quicker. The second thing that we've done is we have styled up RSS feeds. Now, RSS feeds, honestly, are absolutely dull as dishwater. They are boring. In fact, I did an RSS feed episode of my show, The Podcast Accelerator, explaining what one is. They are that dull, okay? They are that boring that not even podcasters who work in podcasting and who are part of the podcasting realm, a lot of people don't necessarily know what an RSS feed does. What we've done is we've made it so that when you go to a browser, you know, if you put your RSS feed into a browser, if you do it on a mobile, it's not so much of a problem because that will open up a podcast app if you do it on a mobile or even a tablet. But in a browser on a desktop or a laptop, what happens is, you know, if you give your RSS feed to a potential listener, we've had this a few times on support, where someone has given their RSS feed to a listener, and that listener obviously doesn't know what to do with it. For some reason, maybe they don't use Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google or any of the other apps where you just search for a podcast. Maybe they're not using the single subscription link that we give you as part of Captivate. Whatever, for whatever reason, some people were going to the RSS feed in a browser. And that's boring. It's code. It's called XML code, okay? Extensible Markup Language. And what that does, it's basically the code that RSS feeds are written, and it's what Apple reads, it's what Spotify reads, and a few other, you know, everywhere else basically read this RSS feed to set your podcast. And it's what Captivate generates on the back end. It's one of the things that we do for you. But if you go there in a browser, ordinarily, it looks terrible because it's just code. We've decided to style that using what are called XSLT style sheets. So basically, if you go to your RSS feed now in a browser, it will very clearly say, this is a podcast RSS feed, and it should be used with Apple Podcasts and so on and so forth. But if you're here, you can check and you can maybe listen here if you want. So you can click a play button directly from the RSS feed, and it looks kind of nice just because we've made it look pretty. Now, the really cool thing with this is that if you are a podcaster that's wondering, is my latest episode in my RSS feed? For whatever reason, maybe you're wondering that. You can actually now have a look at the RSS feed and you'll naturally see it there. So it's just, like I said, this is not a sexy update. It's just one of those updates that's just really, really useful. So if you don't believe me, you can go and check out my RSS feed, feeds.captivate.fm/podcast accelerator. It looks kind of cute, you know? It looks kind of cute. But it's an RSS feed, you know, don't expect too much. So those are the two changes that we've made. Like I said, nothing crazy this week. They're just things that we wanted to get done that will help us to help you and to help you to help your listeners, all right? So these important, whilst they're not as sexy as some of the other ones, they're just as important, all right? So please go and check those things out. The change log is updated. Everything has been updated as normal. Obviously, you're listening to the episode, you may be viewing the video. If you're not a Captivate user, you'll be listening to this on audio. If you're a Captivate, a podcast website, or an Academy member, you'll be maybe watching this video inside our Rebel Base Media Podcaster Support and Experience Group. Whichever way, those updates are with you now. You have them. Thank you so much, as always, for your support of Captivate. Please stay home. Please stay safe. Look after yourself. If there's anything that we can do, please always just let us know. We will be here to help. All right. So until the next time, stay safe, look after yourself, and I'll catch up with you on the flip side. Adios.